Today with Sarah McInerney. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Well, it's time again to welcome our resident culture vultures to talk us through their latest TV, movie, music and literary highlights. I'm joined by Aoife Barry, assistant editor with thejournal.ie, and filmmaker Brian Redden. And good morning to you both, and you're very welcome. Brian, I might come to yourself first. Your first TV pick, it takes us to the seedy underbelly of 1930s Hollywood. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, this is great. Perry Mason. You probably grew up watching Perry Mason on TV, with Raymond Burr playing this character who's this iconic lawyer. This is not that. It's the same Perry Mason, but this series is what Perry Mason was before he became a lawyer, which was a private detective. Now, it's streaming on Sky Atlantic at the moment. It's very dark. It's very gritty. Matthew Rhys is this Welsh actor who plays the lead in it. Robert Downey Jr. was supposed to play it, but ended up not playing it and produces it instead. Matthew Rhys is superb in it. It's an eight-part series. It's on right now on Sky Atlantic, and it revolves around the murder of a child, and Perry Mason is investigating that murder. It's brilliant. It's seedy. It's gritty, it's dark, it's noir,
Is it violent?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay, you've got me sold. Aoife, theatre then, as we know it, might not be happening right now, but the Abbey Theatre has stepped into the breach. It's presenting theatre in a new way. What exactly are they doing?
Yeah, it's difficult days at the moment for people. They can't really do things in the actual venues as they used to do them. So the Abbey has been doing some interesting stuff. It did the Dear Ireland short plays, and now I've picked out a couple of highlights from what it's got coming up for people. So among the highlights are the digital presentation of This Beautiful Village. So this is a play written by Lisa Tierney Keogh. It's an updated version of this work, which actually won Best New Play at the Irish Times Theatre Awards. And you can watch it online from the 17th of August at 7:30 p.m. every night for 1 month only. The play is set in a suburb in Dublin. It's about a group of residents who meet up to discuss a piece of graffiti that recently appeared in the area. So there's a lot of kind of current concerns that are brought up during the play. And to bring the play up to date, the meeting now takes place over the internet, because that's how we have to do everything these days. The tickets for that are €5 and they're for sale on the Abbey Theatre website. And then in addition, on the 15th of August, the Dublin folk band Langham are doing a special once-off show. They're going to be playing on the Abbey stage, joined by very special guests, and people can buy tickets for €12 to stream that. They've called the show a national disgrace. So it shows us, I like that they've got a lovely attitude towards it, which is great. They're great crack. They're so good live. They're amazing. It'd be really well worth catching them. It's the 15th of August, and it's a one-off as well, so you'd really want to get a hold of those tickets. And the ironic thing is, it makes it more available to everybody around the country. So that's perhaps one of the good things.
Yeah, because I assume there's no limit on the tickets.
To the best of my knowledge, there isn't. Yeah. At least I hope not, because I still have to buy mine. So yeah, okay. They don't seem to be sold.
And now
out.
You've told everyone about it, Aoife, so you better get in there quickly.
I know, goddammit.
Brian, I will go to Netflix then for a bit of escapism, and they have the release of a Netflix original movie, Project Power.
Yeah, and this looks like pure escapism. Now, it might be terrible. Who knows? It's going to start on Netflix on August 14th. The trailer looks really, really good. So it's kind of this action-adventure film. And, you know, Netflix has their original movies, they're kind of hit and miss, but they're always, they throw money at them, and they're always full of special effects and full of great action sequences. This one stars Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And it's got a good premise. The premise is, there's this pill you can take that'll give you a superpower for 5 minutes. So you don't know what your superpower is. You take the pill. It may make you invisible. It may make you shoot flames out of your eyes. You might be able to fly. You might be able to speed at the sound of a speeding bullet or whatever. But you don't know what your superpower is until you take the pill. So Jamie Foxx plays his father, whose daughter gets caught up with these guys who are selling the pill, and he has to go and rescue her. So it's called Project Power, and it starts on Netflix on August the 14th. It could be the greatest movie ever made. It could be the complete opposite.
Well, I mean, if it lives up to its premise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a great premise.
It is a great premise. Love it. Okay, Aoife, the cinemas are back open. We can actually see movies on the big screen. You've two recommendations for us.
I know, I can hardly believe it. One of them is out now. It's called Proxima. It's a space film that's a little bit different to the usual space movies. It's got Eva Green in it. She plays an astronaut whose career kind of pulls her away from her family. It's directed by Alice Winocur, who's a French screenwriter and director. She also directed Mustang. And Sarah basically is this ambitious woman. She's wanted to be an astronaut forever. And the film looks at how she kind of gets towards her career, how she's trying to get the International Space Station. Then all of a sudden, she's offered a place on the European Space Agency's Mars probe. She takes that, but it means a year away from her daughter. It's getting such great reviews from people that, you know, looking at how it really explores the pressures put on her, both externally and internally. Well worth watching. I can't wait, I think, to hear more about what people think about that. And then the second film is not out till the 26th of August, but you got to keep your fingers crossed. This is Tenet, which is directed by Christopher Nolan, who people will know from everything like Interstellar, Dunkirk. He's obviously a massive director. There's a lot of people waiting for this to come out. It was supposed to be out earlier in the summer, but obviously due to COVID, it got pushed back. The latest date for Ireland is the 26th of August. We don't know a huge amount about it, which is typical with Christopher Nolan, except it's a spy film starring Robert Pattinson and John David Washington. And Washington basically plays an operative who's tasked with preventing World War III. And there's a lot of time travel involved too.
Okay,
so
that sounds great.
To that.
Brian, briefly then, we may not be very familiar with Howard Ashman, but I know listeners will be very familiar with his work. Disney Plus have a new documentary about him. This sounds great.
They do, and it's a leap forward for Disney. So Howard Ashman, as you say, people probably don't know who he is, but he was a brilliant lyricist, and he wrote the lyrics for the songs in Little Mermaid. He won an Oscar for the song Under the Sea. He also wrote the lyrics for the songs in Aladdin, and he wrote the lyrics for the songs in Little Shop of Horrors. So he's done a lot of stuff for Disney, right? But he died of AIDS at the age of 40. And so he had a fascinating life, a very short life, but a brilliant life. And on Disney Plus streaming now is a documentary called Howard, and it's about his life. And what's kind of interesting about it is that, you know, the fact that he was gay and in a relationship and that he died of AIDS, Disney has never touched anything like that ever before. So the fact that they're talking about that, they're embracing that, and they're doing a documentary on it, it's kind of, you know, it's very forward for them.
It
and
is.
It's a brilliant, brilliant documentary.
Okay, I just cancelled my subscription, so that's good news. Thank you for telling me. I'm going to have to renew it. Listen, thank you both so much for joining me this morning. That's filmmaker Brian Redden and Aoife Barry, assistant editor with thejournal.ie. Back after this.
Today with Sarah McInerney on RTE Radio 1.